In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst for justice, for they shall have their fill. Imagine waking up tomorrow and fasting completely from all food and water. You might be able to go some time without the food, but not even a sip of water. You would be maddened by thirst in only a few hours. And a man maddened by thirst is ready to do anything to slake that thirst. He would be tempted to give his soul for it. A man who has not eaten in a week would trade just about anything to have a little food, like Esau, selling his inheritance to Jacob for a bowl of stew. This is just one reason why we can see the absurdity of those who say that denying food and water to the dying is some kind of an act of mercy. Lying in a bed without water is anything but merciful. It is hellish. So the fourth beatitude is not some pleasantry which says, don't worry if you are thirsty, since there is some lemonade right around the corner. It is instead like a commandment to be so thirsty and so hungry for justice that we would be ready to pay almost any price to have it. But what justice is our Lord speaking about? Is it something like the Occupy Wall Street demonstrators want? Let us say, for the sake of argument, that those scruffy campers have the best of intentions and that they really want to do justice here on earth, and by golly, they want it now. Will they have their fill? No. If every corporation on the face of the planet were destroyed, they would not have their fill. And the reason is simple. Shakespeare wrote about it when he penned in The Merchant of Venice, "Therefore, Jew, though justice be thy plea, consider this, that in the course of justice none of us shall see salvation." The key to understanding the justice spoken of here is the word filled. Xortas thestuntai is the word in the original Greek. It is a strong and graphic word used in the Old Testament to describe the fattening of cows with grain. In a most pleasant way, it is used in the New Testament to describe what people felt like after eating at the multiplication of loaves and fishes. And in a frightening way, it is used in the book of the Apocalypse, chapter 19, verse 21, to describe the feeding of birds on the flesh of the enemies of God. So if anyone spends his life seeking only earthly justice, sooner or later, he will discover that he will never have his fill. Win a lawsuit, win a big lawsuit, the glee of that victory will last but a very short time. Christ could not have put this more plainly for us, quote, "For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of these things, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." A man who seeks God is like a man who wants to know the Pacific Ocean. He goes up to the beach at night with only a candle, and he walks across the sand to the water's edge and holds the candle up. He sees something, but at the same time he sees almost nothing. The night wears on, but with the dawn he begins to see more and more, and this satisfies him. The more he sees and is satisfied, the more he wants to see. Friendship with God, which is at the heart of true justice, works the same way. If you desire to know him, go to our Lord in Eucharistic adoration. Perhaps at first you will not see very much, but if you persevere through the night, then dawn will break and you will begin to see more and more, and you will experience a very active hunger and thirst for the justice of God. My brethren, without that hunger and thirst, without a desire to be friends with God and to be in his company, we will never be filled. We will know only emptiness, and perhaps eternal emptiness. So there is much at stake here. sanctity cannot abide with the ordinary readiness or desire to be like everyone else. Our Lord did not say, "Blessed are those that have a pleasant daydream about justice." If that is all we have, then we shall not have our fill. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.